We are going to continue the hour by talking about some exciting news that just came down for the town of Chapel Hill not too long ago. The Chapel Hill Building Integrated Communities Project, which has been around for a few years. It was launched back in 2019 after some pre-work the year before to help integrate immigrant and refugee residents more deeply into the Chapel Hill community. That project just got a $375,000 grant from the Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina Foundation. So nice boost to a project that has already been doing some great work in the community. We're joined on the phone to talk about it by Sarah Venus, who's the Director of Affordable Housing and Community Connections for the town of Chapel Hill. Sarah, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So tell us, first of all, about the grant. That has to have been exciting news when it came down.
Yes, we are very excited. We received a $375,000 grant from the Blue Cross Blue Shield Foundation of North Carolina. And this was an effort that was initiated by our partners at UNC Chapel Hill and the Institute for the Study of the Americas, which is where Building Integrated Communities is housed. And they spearheaded an effort to provide funding to all of the Building Integrated Communities, or BIC, partners across the state, including Chapel Hill. So we put together a proposal and are really excited to use this funding to continue to advance the BIC action plan for the town of Chapel Hill.
So tell me about the BIC project, Building Integrated Communities. What's the elevator speech? What is it and what do you do?
Yeah, so it is a collaborative effort between the town, immigrant and refugee residents, community organizations, and UNC Chapel Hill. And our goal is to, number one, understand the experience of immigrant and refugee residents in the community and help build leadership and opportunities for engagement for immigrant and refugee residents in the community.
It's a really significant project, and I guess it's got to be really kind of a hidden problem, because if folks aren't integrated into the community in the first place, then it's difficult to kind of identify that as an issue. So the fact that the project like this is being proactive and reaching out to folks that don't get reached out to is really significant.
Yeah, and Chapel Hill actually is an extremely diverse community, and we have about 16% of our residents are born outside of the U.S. We have a lot of diversity among the immigrant and refugee residents that live in the community, which we see as a tremendous asset. And, you know, historically, immigrant and refugee residents may not be aware of what the town does, how to engage with us. And that's part of what we're trying to do with BIC, is break down those barriers, make residents aware, address issues of language access, so that residents can participate in decision-making processes as well as our programs and services.
So what's some of the specific work you do?
Yeah, so one of our first areas of focus over the last couple of years has been on language access. We engaged hundreds of immigrant and refugee residents initially in creating an action plan for BIC. And the number one thing that we heard from immigrant and refugee residents was that they couldn't communicate with the town because everything that we were putting out, or most things that we put out, were English only. And we knew that in order to connect with residents in a more meaningful and authentic way, language was critical to that. So we created a language access plan and have been implementing that over the last couple of years. So we've translated hundreds of town communications into our five primary languages. We've been providing interpretation for community meetings, including council meetings. We also now have a language line for frontline staff. So if a resident comes to one of our offices or is interacting with a town staff in the community, our staff have access to a language line that they can access 24 hours a day. And then we've also been focusing on increasing our internal capacity by hiring people that speak languages other than English to be part of our town team, and done a lot of training also with town staff around language access. So those are some of the things that we've been focused on in terms of language access and addressing that interest of residents. We've also done a lot of work around outreach and engagement more generally, and then also addressing some of the housing interests that residents identified in our BIC action plan.
Speaking with Sarah Venus, Director of Affordable Housing and Community Connections for the Town of Chapel Hill, talking about the Building Integrated Communities Project, and spelled out a lot of really great work that you do on a day-to-day basis with folks. How have you seen that work impact people's lives directly?
Well, I think language access is a critical piece. So we've, due to the work that we've been doing around language access, we've had more participation of immigrant and refugee residents in our public meetings, as well as hearing a lot of positive feedback from residents. And we know that we still have a lot of work to do. There is a long way to go towards what is called language justice, when people can communicate in the language that they prefer to access services. But we've made a lot of progress. So that's one tangible piece. On the housing side, one of the things that we have been working on is working with our affordable housing providers in the community to amend their guidelines to allow for more immigrant and refugee residents to be eligible for their programs. So we're really thrilled that Habitat for Humanity has made some changes to their eligibility guidelines so that residents with temporary protective status or other statuses can apply for their programs and be eligible. And that's something we're continuing to work on, but we've heard a lot of positive feedback from residents who had a dream of homeownership and previously may not have been eligible, and now they can apply for a Habitat home.
Speaking with Sarah Venus again, and now back to the reason for the conversation, this grant from the Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina Foundation, $375,000 to support this work that you're doing with the BIC program. What is the money going to be used for?
Yeah, so it's a three-year grant. One of the first things that we plan to do with the funding is to hire a full-time staff person that can focus on BIC implementation. So they will help drive the work across the town and implement our action plan. We also hope to develop paid engagement and leadership opportunities for immigrant and refugee residents. We also are planning to develop a bank of community interpreters to support residents who speak languages other than English. And then we also hope to enhance and continue our staff training, working with community partners, and we've done some of that already and hope to expand that with this grant funding.
And as we start to wrap up this conversation, folks want to know more about the Building Integrated Communities Initiative or get involved with it or get connected to it in any way. Where can they go? What can they do?
We have a lot of information about the Building Integrated Communities Project on the town website, townofchapelhill.org/BIC, B-I-C. And I would be happy to talk with anyone who's interested in supporting the goals of our BIC action plan and learning more.
townofchapelhill.org/BIC. Go there, find out more. Sarah Venus, Director of Affordable Housing for Chapel Hill, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.